Big Bitch Energy.
Big Bitch Energy.
Hey!
Yo, this is...
The Big Bitch Energy Podcast.
That's right. Say it bitchier, though.
The Big Bitch Energy Podcast.
That was immaculate. And we are here. Where, Suze?
At the fucking Lincoln Lodge.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. The best place on earth.
In beautiful scenic Wicker Park.
You look outside, we just face a parking lot. It's amazing.
It's
you should check it out.
Yes. Suze, what's been on your mind since we last spoke here?
You know, we talked a little bit about fashion last time, and I was like, we need to loop that back in. Also, we talked a little bit about family stuff. I kind of want to talk about that again as well.
Sure.
And how that ties in to our lives.
Yeah. Well, and you had a hard day today.
Yeah, I got written up at work. I got written up at work. I have this boot.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't do that. My
I work at a dispensary, and my job right now, they're trying to fire me. No, I'm just kidding. That's a lie. But they just are trying to tighten things up. We're a growing company, so obviously they want more consistency and stuff like that. But I think we're probably going to release this episode when I'm not there anymore. So if
we will.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking for a new job right now.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Oh, I work today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that? Did you have any crazy customers?
No. I just was on my feet all day. But I was at the thrift store before we came here, and we're talking about clothes and fashion.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we talked about this before, because you're not a thrift store girl. Or you try to be, but it's frustrating.
So I try to be. It's frustrating. But now when I go with my boyfriend, I actually, like, find stuff, because he's a looker, and I'm not a looker.
Yes. And I think one of the most frustrating things about clothes is that if you go to, like, a clearance rack anywhere, or a clearance section of any store, or you go to a thrift store, I mean, you're going to find stuff from small to large, like, very, very, very easily.
Yeah. There are so many times I just see, like, 18 mediums.
Yeah.
I'm like, what does this tell you? That maybe you should stop, maybe order more bigger size. I don't know.
And maybe there's so many of those sizes in the thrift stores because the average size of the American woman specifically is, like, a size 16.
Yeah.
And so we're getting rid of our clothes because we need things that fit us better. I mean, it's probably not all the way true, but.
I mean, I believe it.
I'm a data analyst in the daytime.
People are giving away their clothes because they're getting fatter and they can't fit in their clothes anymore. Get with the picture.
Yay.
Is that how you say it?
Get with the program.
Program.
How do you get with a picture?
Get with the picture. Imagine the picture and then get with it.
Get with it. Figurative. We're
so
getting
dumb.
Philosophical
so
today. But yes, I was at the thrift store. Mm-hmm. I've gotten really good at shopping at the thrift store over the years. Mm-hmm. But it takes time. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just go in quickly and find things pretty much right away. Like, I usually have to hunker down, get, like, a big iced coffee. Like, I pop in headphones sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll get, like, super stoned, and then I'll just park it at a thrift store for a few hours so I can, like, flip through everything.
I feel like people try and talk to you a lot.
Yeah.
So you have to put in headphones, otherwise people are just going to talk to you.
Totally.
But that's, like, a good tactic to use, because, like, you got to distract yourself. When I go somewhere and I'm like, I'm trying to find this, that's always when I can't find it.
Right. You don't find good clothes, they find you.
Exactly.
Same with, like, accessories, I feel like, too.
Yeah.
But I'm really proud of myself today because I was only in there for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I found 4 things.
Hell yeah. Do you have them with you?
I do. They're in a bag over there, though.
Since we have the cameras, let's look at some of them.
Oh, shit.
Should we?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
Because I want to see some of them. I saw something green in there earlier, and I want to see the full skirt.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, my gosh. Wow, the amazing Christine is bringing... Oh,
amazing.
amazing. Okay.
Y'all, we have the best producer ever. Christine, she's the best. She built this whole entire space here.
Mm.
So she's amazing. All right. First.
Big bitch energy.
Big bitch energy. Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow. Okay.
Oh my God. That's okay. Really fucking cute. Okay. Okay. I'm going to borrow that though.
Yeah. Right.
That's really like, cute. Are you going to cut it at all?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think so. This is popular in big bitch fashion where, you know, there's a lot of high waisted stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's like I follow find that
better for me.
I agree. And mm-hmm. I follow a lot of like big bitch fashion influencers mm-hmm. on social media. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite ones has like a very like alternative style, similar mm-hmm. body and build to mm-hmm. me. And she'll style stuff. And it's like a skirt like I normally
that's
like
really cute.
Like that kind of shape, though, I wouldn't normally gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. But she'll be like, yeah, you don't have to necessarily wear it the way someone else is wearing it. So, mm-hmm. like, she'll, like, pull up a skirt like this and then she'll, like, belt it mm-hmm. and, like, put, like, a band tee over it and tuck cute. It. And it's just, like, so cute.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to just, like, refresh my wardrobe a little bit. I just wanted some like funner pieces. So this one is exciting.
I remember in the last episode you said something about like plus size fashion is sometimes bohemian. Like
yeah.
and that was the first word to pop into my head, but I mean like
it's so true.
It's so cute though.
Okay. This one, this mm-hmm. is when this is when we get a size that's smaller than the one that we should be getting because mm-hmm. we're hoping that somehow we can finagle it into fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Okay. We'll get that later. I gotta wash them anyway.
Yeah.
Wash the clothes you get from the thrift store, please. You guys. Like seriously. Like
I saw this
gross.
Woman get like foot and mouth disease that like babies get thrifting.
Babies are fucking gross.
Their parents are gross because they're not cleaning their baby's feet.
Ew.
Maybe I don't know.
Is that
I don't
what
have
it
kids.
Comes from?
Yeah, the bacteria in their feet or something like that.
But it's like the parents.
We need to fact check right now before I just start spewing lies.
We can tell lies about babies. What are the babies gonna do?
I mean, I don't know. The new generation after Gen Z is called Alpha. So I'm a little scared. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's gross.
You know why millenniums are the best? Because Backstreet Boys came out with their Millennium album and it was called Millennium. And that's it.
That's
generational names. It peaked.
I was an NSYNC gal. I'm sorry. Okay, next.
Okay. So this is cute, right? That's the back. And the front has like a little front slit.
Cute.
And
you're gonna be like Angelina Jolie with the legs.
I'll be like Miss Piggy with the legs. Yo, she could rock a pencil skirt. Miss Piggy,
yes,
inspired me. Mm-hmm. A fictional cartoon slash puppet character inspired me to dress outside my comfort zone.
Well, no, also she was unapologetic about herself.
Oh, yeah. And the way she treated Kermit was kind of, I mean, I know, I'm not going to say that their relationship is like a good template or like an example, you know, mm-hmm. but, you know, he worshipped the ground she walked on and she was like, frog, bitch, give me shit, you know, mm-hmm. and he just did it.
That's true.
And I was like, that's big bitch energy. That is some, yeah.
Amazing.
Who cares? Yeah. She knew she was hot.
Mm-hmm.
She owned her shit.
Absolutely.
All right.
Next. That was the second one. This is the third.
Those are the cute things. So this is, okay. So like something that's really in right now is like baggier jeans, mm-hmm. right? Like
the boyfriend jean.
Well, the boyfriend jean has always kind of been a thing.
Mm.
It was more like a little relaxed fit. But mm-hmm. like the 90s pants are coming back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever. I'm okay, trying to find more stuff like
us,
that.
Just show us it.
I know. Well, because they're kind of basic. Look at the tag is still on it.
Brand fucking new.
No one even wore these. And that's the best kind that's of find at a thrift store.
I mean, how much were they, too?
These were...
$3.70?
Under $4.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I think, so the thrift store right here, they have like half off certain sticker colors. Mm. So these weren't actually, these were like less, these whatever half of $3.70 is.
One something.
That's right.
One something is, right. Yeah. Wow. Cute. So the bootleg.
These are, what do they say? What it says, designed to fit your curves, flatters your shape comfortably. Lee jeans.
Aww.
Perfectly proportioned. It's like a darker wash. You know, it's like the 90s yeah. jeans. Like if you ever watch like Growing Pains or yes. Step by Step yes. or Boy Meets World. You know what I mean? Yes. Like those kinds of pants.
Okay, I love it.
And so, yeah. So those pants, I'm going to try and, like, distress.
Cute.
Because you can't really find, like, cute pants with, like, holes and stuff. The bigger they get, you know, they mm-hmm. tend to all be solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get all my jeans from Old Navy because...
I have a lot of Old Navy jeans.
They just... I mean, not everyone can say this. Mm-hmm. I get it. But they... I just love that no matter what, like, I can get a size 20, I can get a size 18. It's always going to fit right. Mm-hmm. No surprises. They're comfortable. If it's winter, I have a really hard time finding big girl winter clothes. I walked into Patagonia once trying to find a winter jacket, and the guy in front of like this huge line of people was just like, oh, we don't have any plus size clothing. We are trying to work towards more like size inclusivity, but I know that's yeah, in front of, just say no.
But you.
Just say no. Just say, hey, sorry, we don't have anything.
He said it unprompted?
Yeah.
Because you could have been in there shopping for someone else, right?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Like,
but he, well, no. So I went and I was like, do you guys have any?
Oh.
I think I, no. But like, you don't have to say anything else besides, I feel like just like stop talking.
Yeah. You could just say, sorry, we don't carry those.
Yeah.
Carry that.
Or I don't want to talk sizes. About it. I've been shopping all day. I've been rejected all day. Please don't like dig in deeper.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I end up, it's really frustrating because I had to go online to find a winter jacket. And it's like, I'm guessing I'm a 2X. I'm guessing. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So that's so fucking frustrating because anyone could just go into a store that's just like an extra large and go and try on what they actually want to try on. And I'm over here like, so I'll just deal with this potato sack. Thank you.
Yeah. But that's also like, I found so many winter coats at thrift stores.
Really?
Yes. I mean, my most recent one. So I found out that their store that still had the tags on it too.
What?
Yes. And that was like a
fucking
rare
missing out.
That was like a yeah. I mean, because you just like walk in and it's like overwhelming,
mm-hmm.
you know, regardless of how you look,
mm-hmm.
right? Like who cares if you can find your size
mm-hmm.
a lot. It's like you might not like the styles of everything. I mean, you're picking through donated stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's definitely like a daunting task for, and also like it's thrift stores are just like not super organized. Like they try, but mm-hmm. people suck and move shit around, you know. If I worked
yeah
I mean whenever I worked retail, I didn't really try that hard to like
put and they're in taking so much that
yeah they're just like tagging them and hanging them up, mm-hmm. you know, the best they can. That's why you have to flip through everything, because mm-hmm. sometimes like people will be like, why are you, you know that these are smalls and mediums. And I'm like, yeah, because someone might have had something my size and they just stuck it back real fast. You
that's
know what
so
I mean?
So true. And that's how you find stuff.
Yes.
That's literally how you find stuff.
Or maybe someone like hid something mm-hmm. and they meant to come back for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Findies, keepies. you know, because I've also done that. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes I'll hide something, but in the hopes that if it's there when I come back, it was meant to be. For me. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, so I'm excited. Oh, I have one more thing.
Oh, yeah, please. Show
us. The first thing is that green zebra print-esque, like
really
lime
cute.
Green mm-hmm. skirt that's kind of long. Mm-hmm. And the second one was that gray and black. But the stripes, what we like about that skirt is that the stripes go like down,
yeah.
like in a triangle, which is like a slimming effect.
Yeah.
You know, but then it has the slit for like the flirty little. Because, like, okay, I don't know. We haven't addressed this yet, but I am not only a big bitch, I'm a big slut.
Stop.
I giggle because it's true. You know, it's not a, just like fat doesn't have to be negative connotation, slut doesn't have to be negative either.
No.
Like,
not at all.
You know,
every big bitch slut has to have a big bitch virgin friend. Yeah.
It's yin and yang.
Exactly.
It's yin and yang.
Exactly.
But you're not. But
I'm not a virgin anymore, but that.
I was like, I'm allowed to say I just wanted to
represent the virgins in the house.
Right.
You know, the virgins in the world.
Because it's recent in your life that you.
We're not going to get into it this episode.
Sure. But just a little precursor. Okay. Last item was a pair of shorts. Oh. And getting a pair of shorts, even at a non-thrift store, is difficult. It's emotional. I just, also because dressing rooms in stores, like the lighting is disgusting.
Oh my God.
It's so bad.
I actually have just, oh my God, these are really cute. They have the distress in them.
Yeah, they have the distress in them. They're also torrid. Which we talked a little bit about before, is that even though there are you know, bigger body stores, but a lot of them are also so expensive.
Yeah.
Or like we were saying, like they have like similar kinds of styles of stuff. Like I don't want every top to be a peplum top.
Yeah.
Where it like flares out at the end.
I don't want to look like a pirate sometimes.
That's right.
You're
very passionate about the pirate aesthetic.
I will always make that joke, but I just want to stop looking like a pirate. But I hate Torrid sometimes because their sales section is weird.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful because you'll spend like $90 to get a free shirt.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what? How did I end up here?
Yeah. Like, okay, so years ago, this is another reason why I like these shorts, because it reminds me of a store I used to work at. But
cute.
They're stretch.
Yeah.
That's why we got them.
Love them.
And I used to work at a store called Buckle.
Oh, my God. I know Buckle.
Yeah, not everyone does, because it was very, like it was like high-end denim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it was always next to an American Eagle.
Oh,
you know.
Or across from one, or like a Hollister or something. But Buckle was like very elite, I guess. You know, they carried all these fancy denim brands like Buffalo and Miss Me. I remember those because those were like the embroidered stones, the sparkly shit on the butt, like very Rock of Love, Bret Michaels era jeans. Stop. It's true. And like lots of other stuff. Like they carried Ed Hardy and Affliction like the most, like those two brands.
Yeah, no, 100%. It was a very douchey store.
It was so douchey. But I was literally told when I was interviewed that like she was excited to hire me because she needed more body representation in the store.
That's amazing.
And at the time, I was like, I think it was like 22, I believe. And so I was like, oh, yeah, okay. But it also made me feel kind of weird because I was just like, she's like, I can't wait to hire you because you're fat and I want more fat people to shop here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't, I think the biggest size at the time that was in the store, I think was like a 16. But there was usually only a couple pairs of those at the end of a rack with like a dozen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but the thing that sucked too is that they wanted us to wear the clothes.
Yeah.
Which, okay, fine.
But they were so expensive.
They were so, like, we were talking like a pair of jeans, like, is $150 easy. Like, that was a pretty standard price.
It's like True Religion prices.
And you got half off as an employee discount, but that still makes things expensive. But their whole thing was like, well, we also give you half off even if you find something on the sale rack.
Whoa.
So there was a pair of jeans. They were a little too tight on me, but I bought them because they were on the clearance rack. They still cost me $42.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So.
Which is probably like half your paycheck at this time.
Totally, because I had another job at the time. So this was just like another job. And I just made sure that I always had those jeans clean for my shifts. And I wore those jeans every shift. and I didn't always wear tops from them, mm-hmm. you know, but I had two in rotation mm-hmm. That were just like pretty plain, basic, like black mm-hmm. tees. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I remember I got talked to because they were like, you know, we noticed that you're not really wearing other shut outfits.
Shut up. Shut up.
And I was like,
shut up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they were like, well, we really want the people who are employed here to also like enjoy the brand. And I was like, cool. It's not that I don't see cute things in here that I would totally wear, but it's also just out of my budget. Mm-hmm. Like even with the discount, even if it's on sale. Mm-hmm. Also, you ain't got that much stuff that I could pick from in my size anyway.
That's a wild expectation to put on someone or just say.
Yeah.
Like, that was your work uniform.
And like every time we got paid, mm-hmm. you know, everyone else I worked with would already be spending their whole checks on clothes there.
Because
a lot of them were like fashion students.
Right.
You know what I mean? So to them, it was like.
Oh my God, yay.
Jeans, we all, you know, you never know someone's situation. But it did piss me off because I was like, I have three jobs right now. Like that was mm-hmm. one of three jobs for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I can't just be spending my money on these clothes.
Mm-mm.
Like what I'm wearing should be enough.
No, 100%.
Like we don't have enough regular customers where they're like, your one employee seems to wear the same pair of jeans over and over. Like,
no. And obviously it's like weird because they obviously talked about that before talking to you. So, you know, they were all kind of gathered up being like, Sharon wore the same thing today.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
It is so dumb.
You said that they hired you for like body representation. I used to go to this gym called Fitness Evolution all the time in Seattle. And I got like really close with the people that work. I don't know. Like every time I go somewhere, I'm like, huh? Like, I don't know. I just like to know about people's lives. But I got really close to them and I really needed to like leave another job. So I asked the manager there if I can like interview for a job if they needed people. And we sat down and the first thing that I said was, you know, I'm fat, right? And you're hiring me for like a gym position. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. Awesome. So we know that. Awesome.
Okay.
But it was like, hilarious. I was the only plus size person that, and no one, I was really lucky, like no one treated me differently because of it, or no one was like, you should eat, like instead of, I just like gained a lot of knowledge, not like, oh, Suze, you're fat, you should probably like hit the treadmill like for 30 minutes, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
No one was rude. And they all like partied all the time. I've always had like such, I always had a great time with all of them.
Yeah.
I came to work, I think hungover once, and I like had to leave early. And I was like, I feel so bad. And one of the people that like worked there at the time was like, Suze, have you met any of us? Like, we've all at least gone home once from being hungover.
Yeah.
Like, it was probably like one of the best body positive jobs I've ever had. And, you know.
Yeah.
I worked at a gym.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually, despite what's like in the media mm-hmm. or whatever on TV shows and movies and stuff about mm-hmm. the gym, and not saying that I haven't heard like real life uncomfortable experiences about being at the gym. I've 100%. Had them, you know.
Yeah.
But ultimately, a lot of people I've known who've worked at gyms have also said like it's ultimately pretty positive environment, all things considered. Mm-hmm. Like no one's expecting you, I guess, depending on the gym you work at, but like no one's expecting you to be like a perfectly fit and healthy person,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
because there's no one way to look anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, that, I mean, I do think that's cool. I mean, mm-hmm. when I was a member at Planet Fitness, I know it's mm-hmm. such a mixed bag all across the board, but like I always had really positive experiences when I was there because mm-hmm. I did like some of the group mm-hmm. training classes and everything. And I mean, I feel like those kinds of places cater to more variety, like people mm-hmm. from all walks of life
mm-hmm.
versus
mm-hmm.
like one of the athletic clubs where mm-hmm. I feel like you go in and it does kind of feel like I'm going to be judged walking in here.
You know, the gym that I worked at also kind of had a similar thing. It was like a group strength training class and you mm-hmm. paid like $100 a month for it. But because I worked there, I basically got it for free. And this group and I got so close because it was the same people almost every time. And it was really cool. Like, it was cool. Exactly what you're saying. Just like people from all walks of life, and we all encourage each other. There was like an older man, a middle-aged woman, a younger woman who just like really loved fitness. Like, yeah. And then me, you know, new a person just newly getting into fitness.
And then me.
And then me. They also had a movie theater. This gym does not exist anymore, so I don't know why I am talking about it like you should go there. But
a movie theater?
Yeah. So it had a movie theater, and they would play movie like Van Helsing, like movies that kind of like had adrenaline in them, so that, and they had a bunch of treadmills, bikes, ellipticals in there, and it was like a really well air conditioned room, and you could literally watch. It was the best. I was like watching these full ass movie, just working out, not even thinking that I'm like working out.
That's and an incredible idea.
It was in a dark ass room. So if you hated working out in front of people, it was, yeah, like no one would notice.
It's like, we want to have sex with the lights off sometimes. I don't want to work out dim lighting. I mean, but
yeah,
but
no, 100%.
Because it's sometimes it's not even about feeling self-conscious, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes you just like don't want to be perceived. Does that make sense?
No, 100%.
Like, I just don't feel like having other people be aware of my existence doing a thing.
Well, I think that my family watched me so closely all the time doing stuff that, like, when I was at the gym, I had my family's thoughts in my head. Ugh. As if it mattered, but really, like, people don't really think about you the way that, even if they are making a comment, that's because that's something against them that they're projecting onto you.
Yeah.
So really, it's never about you personally, unless yes. you're like slamming things around and being an absolute fool, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that when I was working out and like, you know, I just didn't really like feel my best, of course I'm going to be like, oh my God, people are looking at me. Like, I just don't want to, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be perceived, because I don't want people to be like, what is this fat lard doing on the elliptical? It's yeah. not
going to do anything like, to her. But then it's like, if I wasn't on the elliptical, then you'd be telling me to get on it.
No, exactly.
Why don't you just go exercise?
It's just like there was no winning.
Replace all your beverages with water. I cannot. Water isn't going to solve all my problems.
Yeah.
Health wise.
Okay, but Sharon, it kind of does. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Listen, you're telling me that the thing that caused the Titanic to sink?
You know,
water kills people every day.
No. Okay, maybe. Waves? Yes, 100%.
Yep.
But I wanted to say, we smoke before every podcast that we do. This is the second one, I know. But last time, Christine was like, does it smell like marijuana in here? And now this conversation is just making me feel like it's a high conversation. It's so fucking funny.
It's always going to be a high conversation.
High conversation.
The only thing different... And I'm like touching the microphone.
Yeah.
The only thing you're different like, about this mm-hmm. and when we hang out is that this is being recorded.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
So we just promote smoking weed. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, I am very pro smoking weed. And speaking of gym stuff, you know, it's becoming a more common thing people to talk about getting high before working out. It's like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I do actually like to get high before I work out.
Oh my God.
Because I feel like it also makes me less tense. Sometimes it is a little hard mm-hmm. to get going. I'm not going to lie, because mm-hmm. sometimes I get too high, you know?
Right.
And then I'm like, whew. But then, I don't know. It just makes me feel a little more focused.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel like it really, like, if I'm going for a really long walk, I'll take an edible or two. And sometimes edibles make me, like, so sleepy. So you want a low dose. It's like you want to almost microdose, because you just want your body to feel loose. I don't really need to feel it up here. I just want my body to, like...
Yes.
Be able to do its thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've heard people that do edibles to, because they have asthma and they feel like they can work out a little bit better. Maybe that's like the loose aspect of it. Like, but weed is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, I smoke.
I really wish that weed I work out every time had like dietary benefits.
I know.
Right? Like, it'd be cool, mm-hmm. you know, because when I first started smoking weed, I was like 18, barely. Mm-hmm. I started smoking weed originally because I was having like really bad night terrors at the time. And it was like the only thing that ended up helping me sleep. Otherwise, before that, I was like so anti-weed. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm never going to smoke.
Oh my God. I was too. I was so straight edge. And then
yes,
I took an edible without knowing it was an edible once. And it was like this little Sour Patch Kid. And I literally felt the stick come out of my asshole. It was like so, it was so, I was like, I get why people do this. Like, I understand now, like, why was I being such a bitch? I was being such a bitch about it. I was like, I don't smoke, I don't drink. No.
Yeah, we call that a pick me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very pick me vibes. I'm not like other girls. I'm not like other people even. I'm like you stoners.
I almost got the straight edge tattoo. Like, that's how much I was so dedicated to. I know, it's gross.
So gross.
I had a manager at my dispensary that got that has the straight edge tattoo. It's just so funny. I at least like we accepted the change, you know what I mean?
Yes. I was gonna say you've grown. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't stay, and even if you, because you don't drink.
No.
You smoke weed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your thing.
I picked one.
Yeah, you picked one.
Yeah.
And you stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuck with it hard.
Yes. Like, I felt this stick come out of my ass.
I mean, it was like you know when you have like a log shit?
Yeah.
It felt like that. It was just like, pop, like right out.
Pop. Is that okay? Okay.
You know.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Now that everyone's uncomfortable.
No, but it was like it humbled you a little bit.
It absolutely,
it doesn't make you any better than anyone else, right?
No.
But when I started smoking weed, there was like, I don't know, it somehow became part of the fat being bad rhetoric, where it was like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, you really shouldn't smoke weed because it's going to give you the munchies and it's going to like make you eat more. No, because sometimes I'm high and I forget to eat. Which like, isn't okay. You know, I'm not saying. I mean, you know, but it was just like, I was like, why do everyone think that like smoking weed doesn't make me fat? Even my dad made that joke sometimes. Like, he didn't even care that I smoked pot. He just was like, might make you gain some more weight though, kiddo. And I'm like, what? How?
That's hilarious that he did not care about your smoking, but he was like, you're gonna gain weight and that's bad.
Yeah, well, you know, he did. I mean, he was using heroin, so I feel like I feel like he didn't really get to be judgmental about my pot usage.
Heroin addicts can still be fat phobic. That's what I got from this.
This is true.
Wow.
This is the heroin. More heroin addicts than not have told me that I would be a supermodel if I lost some weight.
Oh my God.
Because I would go to some of my dad's NA meetings.
That is,
I'm telling you, hilarious. They thought it was a compliment. All these fucking like 30-something, 40-something, 50-something and beyond dudes with drug problems would be like, you know, you'd be so gorgeous if you lost some weight. You're pretty now. But oh, the boys would be standing in line if you lost some weight. Number one, why are they in line? For what? That sounds terrifying. They're in line.
I don't want an excessive amount of men around me. I would just feel so period. Unsafe.
Period. They're standing in line?
Yeah.
That funny?
Yeah.
They'll be beating the door down.
I mean, okay. It's like crazy how, like,
call
I
me
feel
first.
Like we would both be, I think we would both be millionaires if if we got a nickel every time someone said, you would be so much more beautiful if you lost weight. Or, I mean, like, I don't like going back to Lebanon because that's like their main concern is image and weight.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because listeners don't know where you're from.
Oh, I'm Lebanese. Yes. I'm Arab. I was born in Seattle, but my family is from Lebanon. And even like when my family like moved to America, they tried very hard to instill like very old school Arab, like Middle Eastern values in me and like tried to make sure that I was like very much a part of like our culture before. So sometimes there's definitely like a term for it, but sometimes I felt like biracial or like I felt like I was half American, half Lebanese just because I did go to school here. But I also, when I went home, I would be speaking Arabic primarily or like, you know, things like that. Arabic was like my first language. But yeah, like I feel like for me at least, a lot of the things in my culture had to do with like image, like how you looked, like you didn't, you know, like back to the going shopping thing, like my family would go to like Arab events and stuff or like a graduation and it would be this whole thing trying to find me something to wear because like everything, like if you go to like an Arab party, everyone is dressed to the nines.
Okay.
Like people are like, they bring out, it's like a fashion show. And I was a tomboy, a fat woman, a fat girl. And I just, they didn't know how to dress me because they dressed me to hide my fatness. They didn't dress me to accentuate my body, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'd be
wearing. Was that what it was about for other people at the party though? Like the clothing wasn't just like visually pleasing, but it was also complimentary to the body types of who was wearing it.
Yeah, like I mean, like I felt like the girls in my community were girly and they were wearing heels like at a young age, very feminine, mm-hmm. like you know, dresses, skirts, you know, things like that. And I was like in like dress pants, which like were never flattering for me, but it hid my thighs or like, you know, it was, you know, like I remember at one point my dad just being like, you embarrass us when we go out like in to these parties because you look like a slob. Like I'm like, you're dressing me though. Like I don't have an option in like what I can wear. Like I'm a kid.
I'm just like, my heart broke for little Sue.
Oh yeah. You know, it was not fun being fat and Arab. It's just not. A lot of it was like, you're not gonna, and like back to that, like you're not gonna find someone if you're fat.
Yeah.
You're never gonna find someone who loves you or get married or, you know, I think that they tried to use the scare tactic a little bit too much. Maybe they were like,
yeah. Oh, well, there's a lot of that. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I touch on this for our first episode, but a lot of my comedy is about living life in a bigger body. And mm-hmm. one of the things, you know, that I ended up turning into a joke was just that everyone would be like, would try to make me believe that people wouldn't take me seriously if I didn't lose weight. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, people are going to think that you're like less of a person. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I'm going to be less of a person if I'm taking up more space, you know?
Right.
You know, but it's just finding ways to like laugh at it because mm-hmm. like, how else are you supposed to process that? But like fear, intimidation, bullying, like none of that inspired me to lose weight.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, it makes it harder, right? Because you're stressed, you're like under pressure, you know, that mm-hmm. sends your cortisol levels through the roof. So mm-hmm. you're like younger and like all the hormonal changes your body goes through.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like baby fat. You remember mm-hmm. that? Like, it's like when I was little, be like, oh, the baby fat's going to come off. Baby fat's going to come off. But like, right. I know.
I was 12.
I grew into the baby fat.
Exactly. I was like 12 and I remember my family being like, well, the baby fat, it's not going away. Yeah. Like, and then I was coming into like puberty and that made it so much worse for me to like try and lose weight. And even before then, because weight loss was like so, because weight loss was so important in my family, I had to, I like didn't want to lose weight because I was like, if I lose weight, that's not going to fix anything. Like, I need to work within and like fix those issues, because if I lose weight, I'm still going to be, I'm going to be skinny and sad. I'm not going to be like, it's not like you lose weight and it fixes everything.
Yeah.
And I think that we have like, now it's even worse. I mean, now we have TikToks. We have all those transition videos.
Oh my God.
Of like from like, oh, and now you're, now you're pretty because you went from here to here. It's like, no, like now, like hopefully, you know,
it falls in line with like toxic positivity, you know, and also like there's TikTok, and then they're calling, I mean, a lot of those videos fall in line of like they hashtag it fat talk.
Yeah.
You know, and and so it's like there are, I mean, I follow lots of pages of people who are on their own like health journeys.
Yeah.
But ultimately, social media has expanded so much, and now people, like more and more people are just kind of posting their own stuff, like whatever they want. But there are so many misleading things on that side. There's so many like, yeah, it's just not everyone is trying to glow up. Like, a glow up is something different for everybody.
100%.
But it's this one, yeah, image of like, oh, losing a ton of weight. Oh, you're on your glow up, this and that. No, how about we talk about the glow up isn't because I'm thinner. It's because I went to therapy. It's because I've been making better food choices, you know.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Like, exactly.
Like, mindful health versus like, oh, if I can just get a smaller number on the scale, then that means I'm good.
I also think it's kind of scary because these people that are not nutritionists, they're not trainers, they're telling people how to lose weight now. And it's like, I could see how it could be so discouraging for someone to, it's like almost the new kind of diet culture, to be honest.
It absolutely, 1,000% it is. And it's like people like you and I, like we're grown women, we're adults, you know, it's like we have some discernment. We can find, pick and choose content that resonates with us. Mm-hmm. But I just get worried, like I have a younger sister who's 20, you know what I mean? And I just think about when I was in high school, like if we had this kind of internet, like in social media and all that, when we were younger, like how much that might have influenced it. I mean, because I was already super influenced by it, right? And like other people in my life were, you know, and it's like I had friends who would be exercising until they puked, you know, it just like stuff that was so normalized without all of this cyber influence. And now I just wonder how like a 12-year-old kid who was called fat too many times is gonna like look and be like, oh, I need to go on the lemon water and cayenne pepper diet.
No, 100%.
And that's scary. That's scary.
And it's like, back then, before we really had social media, we were still seeing like what's the number, like 20,000 advertisements a day. Whoa, imagine like being like now in this day and age, that's probably double, tripled. So not only are you telling yourself that you're not worthy, you have a whole society that profits off of your unworthiness.
And then the more videos like that you watch are going to pop up in your feed because of the algorithm, your For You page and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, that's a whole can of worms, right? But it's but it's just, yeah, there is that side of like the health. It's like, oh, we're health conscious, but it's like what's right for you isn't going to be right for everyone. But now it's reaching thousands, if not millions of people, and you're giving out bad information.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that sometimes people do see it on the other side of like, wow, we have so much representation now, or like, you know, which is also accurate. But just remember, like, do what your body needs, like not what you see another girl. Like, I like the people that are like, you know, that tell me like, because sometimes it gets, it's like hard for me to like get to exercising.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to a gym. And sometimes it's like nice to see those people that are like, hey, if you're looking to start exercising, jump rope, do something at home. Like, this is what you can do. Go to a park, walk around, you know, like those are the people that are like coming at it from a approach of like, be healthy, you know, start small, start. This is where you can start.
Like, I watch a lot of videos with the hashtag health at any size. And because, yeah, we don't know how mm-hmm. healthy someone is just by mm-hmm. looking at them. Mm-hmm. So, like, health at any size, I mean, it's just a lot of people who are like, yeah, medically I'm still considered obese, mm-hmm. but now I walk a mile every day and whatever, no, this and that, and include mm-hmm. more activities in my day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my favorite influencers on that side of things is, I think her name is Catherine Horn.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I've even shown you her before, but mm-hmm. she, you know, she was considerably larger. I want to say maybe she was close to 400 pounds or something before, mm-hmm. and she's been like on this health journey for like a year, and she's absolutely lost a ton of weight, but mm-hmm. there's still so many people, you know, overwhelmingly positive in the comments, which I love. Mm-hmm. You know, we love someone who's like inviting all that positive energy. Mm-hmm. But still, even on the nicest, kindest, sweetest people's pages, you're still gonna find people being like, still kind of promoting obesity, or maybe you're not eating as good as you should be because you still haven't lost that much weight, like mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, like, the one of the themes that's like in all of her videos is like showing up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I used to try to lose weight before to make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or thought I was going to make me more desirable, mm-hmm. was going to make people want to be my friend,
mm-hmm.
Which brings up a whole lot of other things, right? But
yeah,
but because people treat you differently, mm-hmm. socially speaking, but showing up for yourself is just so powerful for me because, it's still something I'm learning how to do.
I think it's interesting that, like, people want to like lose weight to find something, but then aren't you just kind of around fake people?
Yeah.
That don't really like accept you for you.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I have not fallen for that trap.
We all have.
But it's you know, that's what's like so important at the end of the day is you
mm-hmm.
and what you want and what you need. And yeah. sometimes like it's like, yeah, you could have that friend or that boyfriend, but like, will you be happy?
Do you really want them, though?
Yeah.
You know, the people who are for you yeah. are going to be for you.
Exactly.
Regardless
exactly.
of these certain things. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people aren't meant for all your seasons either. Like,
right. I think that, you know, this is called the Big Bitch Energy Podcast, but I think we can all agree that all body types are going to go through this process.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
And some people, unfortunately, spend their whole life letting how they look dictate how they navigate
mm-hmm.
their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a whole conversation to be had when we can table this for next time.
Yeah.
But just how aesthetic plays into things, because mm-hmm. I still want to look a certain way,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I also don't want to care about it. It's like,
no, exactly.
It's like that kind of polarity there.
Yeah.
You know, like where I'm just like, I shouldn't care what anyone thinks,
mm-hmm.
but no, I'm doing this for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like other people are, blah.
Right. I mean, I do it all the time with my boyfriend now. And this is like the last thing I'm going to say before we wrap things up. But it's like, I'll be like, oh, my face got fatter. Or like this, you know, this, or like, sorry, this or whatever. And I'm like unconsciously doing that. And he like had to like be like he
grabbed your face,
grab my face, my chubby face. And he was just like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so it goes back to that, like, heal from the old stuff.
Yes. That,
you know, like, not everyone of other else and not everybody else's thoughts are your thoughts. And that's why I love doing this podcast, because hopefully someone can hear this and.
Yeah.
And catch it a little bit sooner.
Like, take up space.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Who cares? Like, life is too short to not wear the pants that you want to wear,
yeah.
or
the skirt with the,
you know,
slit
the skirt
in it.
With the slit in it, yeah. Or, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
And just to like own your space. Like, we all have the right to exist no matter how we look or what our health is right now.
I love you.
I love you too. And I just want to say, I just want to say this too, I love that we talk so much about fashion. I hope we continue the
yeah.
conversation. I really hope also that we can revisit some stuff about your upbringing,
yeah.
like just culturally speaking.
Yes.
I know it's a can of worms.
It's a can of worms. You know, we talked about so much. Can we take a deep breath real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Everyone. Thank you for joining us on yes. Big Bitch Energy.
Big Bitch Energy. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Boop, boop. Big Bitch Energy.
Big Bitch Energy.